from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you want to go back to tonight, I mean, in San Diego, Schwellenbach, who's our... Right now, he's not. A.J. Smith-Shawver is our number one prospect, but Schwellenbach...
Schwellenbach has something to say about that, I think.
Well, you know what?
He's emerging.
He might not... I hope he never goes back, personally, because I think he's good enough.
I have a feeling he may not, but there's always a chance he could... There's something, there's an intangible about him. It's what I called it, the Tom Glavine stoicism. Nothing phases him.
And it's cool to see. You know, you don't think the fact that Schwellenbach averages 96 with his fastball. You don't think about that.
96, 97. But he has five pitches. He's throwing them the equal amount of time. He'll do 20% fastball, 20% all the other breaking stuff.
Yeah, his slider is 24 for his fastball and 20% for his slider. And his cutter and his curve are both 18. But he's facing a guy tonight, Randy Vasquez, who also has six pitches.
Yep.
And who also does a good job of mixing his four-seam, his curve, his sinker, and his change. So it's going to be – I figured you, as a guy, you know, you're old school, you did pitch, you love pitching matchups, you're probably like, well, this could be fun tonight to watch guys throw so many different pitches.
Absolutely. And what I liked about – Schwellenbach, the fifth inning has been his Achilles heel. He had like an 18 ERA in the fifth inning. Last outing, I think he had a 1-2-3 in the fifth inning. And what I really like about him, the fact he does have six pitches – he's not walking anybody.
Yeah.
The walks are not an issue with him. And you put all those things together, it just leads me. Does he have a chance? And I know Grant McCauley probably laugh at me. Does he have an outside shot at having a postseason spot as a
starter?
Hell
yeah, he does.
I think he does. He can pitch his way into it. I'm not ready to say that yet. I just like what I see so far. His makeup just seems different than all the other guys. They always trot up here for spot starts.
Well, think about
I think he's different.
Think about it like this. Ian Anderson's going to come back. That's going to be – if you're asking for a starting pitcher, you're barking up the wrong tree. They're not going to do it. I think they believe in Schwellenbach. They believe in Ian Anderson coming back. They actually believe in Charlie Morton.
I don't believe in Charlie Morton.
I know
what Charlie Morton is, and I love Charlie Morton.
But they do. $20 million worth. I think it's actually a little bit more. That said – let's say you get out of the five. Let's say you get into a seven-game series. Let's just say you do. He'll be on that roster, I think. I think tonight might be the most important start of his career.
I was thinking now starts are getting important because now he can really establish a resume to justify being a pitcher on the postseason roster.
And don't you, as a pitcher who's young and who's trying to gain confidence, and I think confidence is different with him because he's so stoic, but I think he, you know, that felt like, last week, he walked over a hump, right?
I do, too. That fifth inning? The fifth inning was the hump.
And you did it against the Phillies?
Yes.
So I think tonight is really crucial to see how he responds to a good outing. You know, he went six innings. What, he gave up one run, I think, to one of the best teams in baseball. I don't care if they were missing a couple of guys. And that's the thing we forget is how many guys we're missing. But I think tonight is huge for Schwalbach. I am so excited. I haven't been as excited about a pitcher in a while.
Yep.
I probably...
It's not often we get excited about a three-game series in San Diego in mid-July.
Yeah, well, we need a series win.
Yep.
You know, Strider was... Everybody got excited about Strider, but it happened so quickly with him that he was in the bullpen, and boom, he was just, like, mowing people down.
Right.
This reminds me of, like, when Fried came up. But except for he's actually... got off to, I think, to a better start than Fried did in his major league career. Remember Fried? We forget he had that stint in the bullpen.
That's right.
And really got him going. That and Cole Hamels.
All right, going to come back. Let's talk a little Atlanta Falcons, shall we? And let's talk a little Jesse Bates, shall we? Why are we talking about Jesse Bates? You're going to find out next. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.